Are you someone who has trouble getting off to sleep after a busy day, or any kind of day for that matter? Your head hits the pillow, but you just can't find the door to dreamland. The mind and body sending out alarm bells in all directions, and knowing there's a busy day ahead, the harder you try, the longer it takes. After 7 or 8 hours tossing and turning, the feeling of waking up refreshed from a good night's sleep is again out of reach. Hi, I'm Edwin Charles Maher, and as someone who has tried, failed, and finally succeeded, I want to pass on my true and trusted formula, because the nights of counting sheep are over in this world of fast-moving challenges. Research shows that we relax when we're bored, and when we're relaxed, we start nodding off. But how do we relax when so much of the day is spent rushing here, there, and everywhere, attending meetings, and maybe arguing with work colleagues or family members? The solution lies in isolating and recalling a vital part of what we all do in the hours before bedtime. Rather than causing unrest, this simple task has the opposite effect. The challenge is to stay on track, even if your mind wanders to other things, past, present, and future. By the way, the boy on the podcast cover is my grandson, Darcy, and his new dog. Join me for the first episode, always with a bonus bedtime story. Hopefully, you'll never hear the end as the dream of sleeping soundly becomes a reality. Bored to Sleep, coming soon to a podcast platform near you.